Transfiguration would have been an incredible event to witness, and Peter, James, and John were privileged to witness that. You know, they had spent probably at least over 2.5 years with our Lord by this point, and looking at him, you know, although they would have seen him work miracles, but he still looked like a normal human being. But at this moment, they saw him revealed in glory, and they could see with their own eyes who he truly was. You know, they were able to see a foretaste of the revelation of the glory of Jesus Christ. And that's something that we ourselves will see one day at the second coming of Jesus Christ when he returns in glory. So we will see Christ, you know, at that point in glory, as the apostles were able to at the Transfiguration. But as we think about this event, you know, one of the things that the Transfiguration can teach us is that we were created for a supernatural end. Our purpose is something beyond the natural world. The Transfiguration was not a natural event. People don't just walk down the street and suddenly transfigure. That's not a normal thing that happens in the course of nature. But the apostles witnessed a light and a power beyond the natural world. Eternal life is not an extension of the pleasures or the good things that this world can offer. It's not a matter of degree. You know, like, you know, people, I think when they think of heaven, they often think of it that way. They think, well, there's good food in this world, heaven's just going to have even better food. Or, you know, if you get good physical health or good time with friends in this world, heaven's going to be like that, just 1,000 times greater than that. You know, I've heard people even say that they'll be playing video games in heaven, or they hope there's video games in heaven. I kind of broke it to them. No, sorry. There's not going to be any video games there. But the reality is that there's no natural things, as good as some of these things might be, nothing from the natural world can fully satisfy our souls, because our souls are created for a supernatural end. And so to experience the true fulfillment that we're created for, we have to enter into divine light. And that's what Peter, James, and John experienced a taste of at the Transfiguration. We say in the Creed that Jesus Christ is light from light. God is pure light. And Jesus Christ, being divine, is light from light. And that's what the apostles were able to witness. And just like natural light enables us to see things that we wouldn't be able to see otherwise, divine light enables us to see things that we wouldn't otherwise be able to see. And in particular, in the light of God, in his light, it reveals to us who God is. And so the apostles were able to witness a goodness and a life and a beauty that was radiating from Jesus Christ, unlike anything else that they had ever seen in their entire lives. And they were so overwhelmed by what they were witnessing that they didn't know what to say. But they wanted to stay there. You know, Peter says, well, let's build 3 tents to stay up here. They probably would have been willing to stay there forever if they could have, because they were so enthralled by the divine light that they were witnessing. And we know that it made such a profound impression on Peter that years later, when he's writing the second letter of Peter, he refers back to this event. So we know that he's thinking about it, and that even many years later, this event is still replaying itself in his mind. You know, to experience Jesus Christ, to experience divine light, light from light, would be an encounter so far beyond any earthly pleasure that once we experience that, we could never imagine turning away from him or doing anything that's not pleasing to him. And so where can we go to experience this divine light, a supernatural light that can fulfill us and reveal to us the very nature of God in a way that's beyond anything in this world? Well, that's found in the spiritual life, and it's found most fully in the sacraments. You know, people very often will discount prayer and the sacraments. You know, they don't think those things are a big deal. They might not even go to Mass, or they might not even go to adoration. They might think, there's nothing going on there. You know, look at someone praying. They're just kneeling there and folding their hands, and there's nothing more going on. Because they don't realize what's behind the veil. We only see the veil, the external appearances. But beyond the veil of prayer, and beyond the veil of the physical elements that we see of the sacraments, is a supernatural life at work that's being conveyed to us. God is pouring out his light and his life into us. And what can happen as people enter into the spiritual life, they can get small glimpses as they're reading scripture and meditating upon it, or as if they're praying and meditating upon the attributes of God. They can get small glimpses of who God is, of his goodness, of his mercy, in ways that penetrate into our souls. Maybe not as fully as at the Transfiguration, but we can get small glimpses of who God is. And so the life of prayer and the life of the sacraments becomes a foretaste of eternal life. And we can experience in those things a delight and a happiness and a peace that's supernatural and that fulfills us in a way that the things of this world don't and can't. The more we detach ourselves from the attachments to lesser things, the more that frees our souls to be able to enter into the spiritual life. And that's a life that many people never really enter into in a meaningful way, but God invites all of us into. And that's what the penances of Lent are all about. The penances, the fasting, almsgiving, are meant to detach our hearts from things that are preventing them from desiring or entering into the spiritual life, so that our souls are free to seek something higher. And so I encourage us, as we think about the Transfiguration, to reflect upon the supernatural light that the apostles experienced. What was it like to see light from light radiating from Jesus Christ, and to thirst for that, and to seek to experience that light in the life of prayer and the life of the sacraments, especially as we prepare to receive the Holy Eucharist. You know, Jesus Christ is present just as fully in the Holy Eucharist and can fill us with light, just as he did at the Transfiguration.